Who do we have? So we have Brett Duvall and so fantastic. Do we know if Graham is coming?
He said he was.
Oh, there he is.
I'm good. I'm by myself. I don't need a car.
Our work today, man, I'm really prepared to drive the
find that.
He's probably not on the agenda.
He's just going to come in, just tell us, talk about what to do. So she'll be after all of these three, then.
Okay.
All
right.
Pretty good.
Okay. I mean, go ahead now. Change it.
Have a discussion.
Later.
Yeah, that's what I was, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, is that the way that is it? The way just.
Yes. Yeah, and their problem work, and then Main Street over there, Chambers. Okay, Boston should be here.
You said 2 weeks ago.
Well, which is great. Yeah.
So that's been
we updated the supervisors as well, because we have an agreement with them. We want them to feel very comfortable with what has gone on in the past year.
Kind of the fundraising kind of
no, just we have an agreement with you, and
sure.
She just we will update the on our building a little bit, mm-hmm. But basically we have an agreement with you and we need to answer for that, and
right.
We want to be open and honest with how things are going and what thing how we're
we should, yeah, maybe we should always put them on the agenda at this point, but, okay.
No, that's great.
I think we're all here, we're all ready.
Yep.
Okay. I call this meeting of the City Council to order. Please rise, remove caps, silence cell phones, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here tonight. Amanda, would you call the roll, please?
Curtis?
Here.
Morgan?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Ringel?
Here.
Zegers?
Here.
Junglist?
Here. All right, all present accounted for. Great. We have an agenda before us. So I would take
motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Branch.
Second. Nope.
Okay, I'll give that to Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay. Under new business, we have one item, and this is a discussion and consideration for a resolution endorsing applications for municipal grant funds. So we have the resolution here and then a short memo explaining this. Do you have any more information or anybody have questions?
Just that we found out we can ask for more money, so we're going to.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I was happy to see that for sure.
That's a good thing.
Motion to approve the resolution endorsing application for municipal grants.
I second that.
All right. Thank you, Ida. Thank you. And let's see. Oh, call the roll, please.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Youngfoot?
Yes.
Ring out?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you have any idea when they could start the remodel of the restroom project?
I don't know. I'll talk to Nick and see how fast we can put a plan together and get it done.
All right, that's exciting. Thank you. Now, under our budget workshop, we're going to hear from our other entities that we support. And we're going to go in the order that's in our book. So the Washington Chamber of Commerce is first. So do you want to come to the podium? Because we do have people online that might like to hear what you have to say. So Michelle and Michaela, welcome.
I think you're still getting the mic. All right, so my name is Michelle Redlingham. I'm the director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce. I'm here with Michaela Selecta, our outreach coordinator. And in tandem with the Chamber of Commerce, we operate the Welcome Center and partner with the city to do the tourism operations for the community. You all should have received just a new addition to some of the services we provide, a nice colorful infographic that Michaela created. I'm gonna let her talk about that a little bit with some of our current projects that was accomplished in 2023.
Okay, so something new that we did this year was we had a booth out of the county fair that received a lot of great feedback. We ended up adding 200 new emails to our weekly newsletters to get the community information out to new people. We also partnered with a guy named Derek Workman to put a piano in the downtown area. It's actually in the at the village, but currently in the chamber office, just to have the town listen to some nice music while they're shopping. We also partnered with Travel Iowa in their Arrivalist partnership program, where we can gather information about the tourism that's coming here, so the people, where they're coming from, what they're doing, so we can see those stats. And then in conjunction with our wayfinding, or with Hotel Motel, we got funding for the wayfinding and welcome signage. So we're currently in the process of getting together the kiosks and putting up the signs. Is that right, Lily?
Right. Should be this spring.
And then I'll have Michelle talk a little bit more about the ITIP as she's been in the back.
Okay, and we were excited to join the Tourism Advocacy Organization for the State of Iowa, which is the ITIP that Michaela referenced. I attended a tourism lobbying night up at the Capitol a few weeks ago, and just one of the things that we are really cognizant of is just trying to share the story of Washington and making sure that we're relevant when they're considering and offering grants. Right now, they are focusing a lot of their state tourism grant money towards urban areas, towards wellness complexes and marketing out of state. And they're really forgetting a lot of our rural communities. So I'm working with our legislators at the state to make sure that they don't forget about the importance of tourism in rural communities. And then just an overview of some of the projects that and the services that we offer as far as our Welcome Center and general services to the community. A lot of time is spent developing and maintaining the community calendar. That is a great resource for all area local events. We partner with the area hotels and we provide Y passes so that our guests at the hotels can use all the facilities at the indoor Y and even at the aquatic center during the summer, and we reimburse the Y for that. We maintain a variety of local events for the community, like our annual Ridiculous Day. We just had a planning session to get feedback from the community on what parts of the event they enjoy and some opportunities for some growth and improvement. Not to mention a couple of craft shows and maintaining, repairing the holiday lights around the downtown, which we do with the support of the city as you guys help fund the utility cost and we take care of the maintenance. We also do a weekly newsletter where we try to share information relevant not only to the business community, but our families at large. And we maintain a good listing of our area businesses and travel attractions on the Travel Iowa's website. So we maintain those for the local entities here, as many of them are small businesses and don't have the opportunity to manage that themselves. A few things that we are excited to look forward to in 2024. We will be expanding the music at our farmers market and offering that for a 90-minute set instead of 60 minutes. And that happens from the beginning of June through about first or second week of August. We're excited about taking this new geographical information that we'll be getting through Arrivalist and connecting that with our local events to really get an idea of when travelers are visiting and why, so we can share that as we apply for grants and with our other partners. And we are entering into a partnership with the Extension Office to provide a resource for families looking for childcare solutions over the summer. And what that means is really trying to get a collective list of all the summer programs, summer camps, vacation Bible schools, and then adding that to the shared website that we have with our childcare options, because childcare is such a need in the community, and providing that resource to our families is really important. So those are a few new programs that we are bringing in 2024. And our request for the city support is $24,000, which has remained consistent over a long number of years, like maybe 6 years or something like that. But your support is greatly appreciated, and it doesn't fund all of the tourism programs, but we have a lot of local businesses who are generous to provide sponsorship and volunteerism and exchange of services to help us maintain our tourism sector in the community.
Great.
Are there any questions I can answer for you?
Anybody have any questions? Okay. You're doing a fantastic job. So
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Thank you. Next on our list, I believe, is Main Street. So welcome, Sam, and you got some helpers with you, guests.
I'm loud enough for all of them. Okay. So I forgot to email this out again, so here's just an extra, a little more concise. Thank you for grabbing for you
guys. Thank
you. You guys all switch seats. We put musical chairs.
Oh, we did do a little musical chairs.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm Sam Meyer, director of Main Street. This is our new board president, Heather Merrick, and our vice president, Sam Wooden. Okay. I want to get something that you can whisper it at me. Thank you for having us here. We are really excited. This last year, so I have one full year under my belt and a couple of months. And over that year, we've been working really hard to grow the name and of Main Street Washington and educate our community on what we do and who we are. We've taken quite a few steps to do that, including moving our office so that people know we are separate, that we're our own organization, which has helped tremendously with people understanding kind of who we are, where we are, and what we are, and also where their dollars go. So in the past, Main Street's really struggled. We hadn't had really specific fundraisers. Our events were pretty small. So we've grown that significantly. We had 27 events last year. We have two large fundraisers that we've done now and have been established that we're really excited about. You can see in the chart on there, our funding is pretty diverse. It's not all in one bucket, and we're working to continue that. Individual donations were up this year. Investments from businesses were up this year. So we're really confident that we're going to keep that growing and keep moving forward. We have grown all four committees. We have four main committees that do all of the work with me and really keep me going and moving forward. They are full of new volunteers, which has been fantastic. So I've been lucky, and people have been reaching out and asking to join the committees, which has been fabulous. And we just keep probably a new person like every 2 months or so wants to get involved, and whether they're involved with a specific event or committee or the board. We have 10 voting board members that are very active and engaged. Isla's one of them, and kind of talked to that. And it's been wonderful to grow that board and have their support. New president, vice president who's been around. We are accredited and affiliated with Main Street America and Main Street Iowa. So we do 3 trainings a year that we have to go to. And we visit other Main Street communities. So we see their communities, we bring back ideas, and they hold us accountable. We do our reporting through Main Street Iowa, who reports to Main Street America, so we can get our numbers. That's where my numbers come from. We report quarterly. So that's kind of our, in a nutshell, we are looking forward to this year expanding our events and our fundraisers, bringing more people to Washington, to the downtown. The grants are going fabulously. Our DIG grants already, we're accepting letters of intent for this year, and we've already had 6. So the interest and the awareness of those grants is getting out more, which is awesome. People are willing to invest in their buildings and their businesses downtown. We are looking to hopefully bring back some smaller grants in the future. That's probably a 5-year plan, but we would like to bring back the WIF grants that were $5,000 to $10,000 grants instead of the $25,000 to $50,000 grants, so that we can fund some of those smaller projects, the window replacements, the doors, and things like that, to really keep the appeal of downtown going. Any questions?
Anybody have any questions?
What a change from last year. Good job.
Yep. Lots of good things happening.
Even fun volunteering. The committees are so active, so excited, and so much active.
Yeah, our holiday months have been huge. If you didn't get down to the square for December, we had 106 trees
on the square. Mm-hmm.
And we have room for 4 more. So we're gonna shove in 4 more next year. We'll go up to 110. And just fill that square with some more love and lights. And we are looking at applying to a couple grants to grow our holiday decor and make that even more of a destination for the holidays. So we're in the first holiday celebrations in November. It's the weekend of Thanksgiving, so we kind of kick off the holidays for everybody, and it's been great.
Okay, well, there's no questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Great job. We love the good Lord. Okay, and next is Wedge, I believe. Let's see, I gotta find within the packet here. Here we go. Hello.
Hello,
welcome.
I'm Brad DeWolf, the current president of Wedge, the Wedge Technology Development Group. I appreciate you giving us the time to speak to you about tonight. Mary, apologize for not being here, but we had some travel plans which we couldn't change. Connie Larson's here to ensure that I don't mess up too bad. I'm kind of the new person on the Wedge group, but I've been with them for the 2 years now, and I enjoy getting to know what they do and what things we do. Good for the community. It's been fun working with the chamber and Main Street Boyston and partnership that we share with them and some of the same focuses. We do a lot of collaborative work through Wedge, and I know you guys have a handout, so I'm trying not to read it word for word, because people give me a handout and I read it to them. So if you want me to, I will. I'd rather hit the highlights and move on. So Wedge is a collaborator. We've sat down and did 5 pillars in our strategic planning over the last few years. And one of the The five pillars are business, retention, workforce, housing, childcare, and community involvement. Our communities, those are the things that we want to focus on with what we do and through our investors. For the business retention and stuff, we've done a lot of focus with Debbie Durham. Debbie Durham has been a good advocate for the community of Washington. We've received over $500,000 in grants just for the YMCA pool, but that was through a lot of collaboration and efforts with their WEDGE members and through Mary's efforts from working with Debbie. You know, we've worked with the business park, securing businesses to purchase four of the lots, increasing $100,000 in revenue and direct lot sales, and in addition to the tax revenue that will be generated from that project. We currently continue to work with Brava Tile on additions to their property and ways that we can help grow that business, again, with some input and some response from Debbie Durham and her team. Workforce, you know, we've done a lot of work on the 206 program in the county. Total active 260 agreements is $1.6 million. That's tax savings, but that's investments thus far, such as Brown, et cetera. Housing, we have a real big rehabilitation pilot program. 10 homes have received $25,000 each for rehabilitation, collaboration with the Housing Fund Act. Mary serves on that board as well. And then the housing initiative meetings, where we're still focused on how we can provide housing and meet the needs of our current residents, as well as those looking to move to Washington. Childcare, that's an ongoing discussion. There's some things that we're working on currently with some other counties with guidance on how to increase the childcare provider wage, and working with our major employees within Washington County and increasing the capacity of our childcare centers without actually having to add childcare centers to bring them counties. As well. And then the community support, you know, from the governor's disaster proclamation on March, helping disseminate information and funds to help the hometown initiatives, bringing in speakers such as Gene Taki, from ISU agronomy professor to working on the foundation and the Washington County, Indian Dinner. All the other things you do.
Ernie Goss.
And Ernie Goss.
Yes, you brought him. Deanna sits on our board. She is a voting member of our board, and we appreciate that a lot. Obviously, we can't do what we do without the partnership from the city of Washington and, you know, the other cities that we serve also, but we really appreciate all the help. I know we meet a lot. And housing is our focus. We're trying to get some new developments going that is affordable for affordable housing, because that's obviously how we bring new businesses in for a place for them to live. So that is one of our big focuses.
Yeah, and you know, in understanding those the budget constraints of any area or any municipality. You know, we understand that there's not unlimited funds. There are funds available to increase annually. And with that in mind, and with our goal, you know, trying to stay as budget neutral as we can, you know, we're not going to ask for more money this year. We're going to try to stay within the money that we have available to us currently. And just hoping that you'll give us every opportunity to continue the support we've appreciated from you. We're thankful that we have. We don't have any other. Glad to answer any questions.
Yes.
Start there first.
Anybody have any questions? Well, that's not. You've explained it very well. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Have a great time.
And good. Keep up all the good things we're doing. And we've got another partner that we work with. This is Foz and Moore, and Amber Talbot is here to fill us in with what's been happening there.
Hi, everyone. I just want to say thank you again for your continued support as well. The organizations This year, our numbers for 2023 were a little higher, but fortunately for you guys, your numbers are actually down a little bit. So the financial support for this year, the difference is about $3,000. So that's a positive thing for you guys too with your numbers. Hopefully we'll see that continuing to trend down. But 2023, we had a pretty kind of steady year, I guess I would say. Nothing too, disruptive in our operations. We were fortunate enough, we received a new grant this year. We were pretty proud of for our outreach and programming. It was an innovative grant through New Leader Manufacturing. They do grants through the corridor. Lucky we're a part of the corridor, so that opens the door for a lot of opportunities. And so we were awarded a grant for an innovative program that was focused on inclusivity and reducing barriers in our community. And so that, and what that means for us locally, is really our strengthening our outreach for individuals facing barriers to employment. It means individuals with disabilities. It also means just generalized positivity in our community and being a welcoming environment and supporting individuals and keeping pets with their families. And part of what that looks like is our food pantry that we started a couple years ago. We did see an increase in the use of our food pantry. So if anybody is in need, or you know citizens that need pet food, they can come to the shelter anytime. We track how much food we're distributing out, but otherwise it's really a no questions opportunity for someone in need. I mean, it's kind of one of those things, people already feel ashamed, so we're not gonna ask them a bunch of questions. And so we're really proud of that. Again, that was a new grant that we received. So we had a really great year in general. Like I said, the numbers were up a little bit, just about 66 animals. It wasn't anything too much. And then we have exciting news about our building that I wanted to share with you guys. These are new plans that you guys haven't seen yet. From the last time we were here, doesn't look like much, but that is our new floor plan. It's coming in at about 9,000 square foot. And then this is the new imaging that we have, and we are excited to say that we have reached over $700,000 with our fundraising efforts. We have a lot of other grant opportunities coming up as well that we'll be working towards, and pledges coming in. But I feel confident to say that I think that we are still on track with our goal of breaking ground that spring of 2025. So hopefully 2024 will be good to us. So do you guys have any questions about the campaign or the building?
Looks nice.
Yeah. Very nice. So is that, or is this, are we looking south, or how is it oriented on the?
It will be facing west.
Okay.
We believe west, but that is still.
Okay.
Yes, we got to make decisions.
But at this point, the renderings are for the west.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it easily could be moved around. Mm-hmm. But we've got to look at everything from the way the sun hits different areas to best use the sun as for the winter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How the doors will open, where the outside cages are going to be, where the gardens are going to be. We're using every bit of the knowledge that we can from the experts to make this as efficient as possible.
It looks very nice.
Mm-hmm. Can we see it? Yeah, I know. It's not fun. You guys are going to see like the.
So pretty.
So we definitely, we pride ourselves on being homey. We're very unique and set ourselves apart from other shelters with our atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And so we want to continue the homey, welcoming atmosphere. I think when we first had talked to you guys, we were at about 10,000 square foot, and so we cut that down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we still taking into serious consideration the fact that how much that we use, that law enforcement uses us to help them, whether it's we've had to isolate animals that they've brought to us. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that we have all areas of need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and expansion. I mean, obviously we're building for the future of expansion opportunities. I mean, one of the big things would be for, it's been brought to our attention, like boarding capabilities in the future, or spay-neuter clinic, like our own surgery space. Mm-hmm. If there was, if the vet shortage would stop and there were enough mm-hmm. veterinarians, we would love to have our own, you know, surgery space mm-hmm. as well and not have to transport the animals everywhere. But yeah, so one of the things I did just want to mention about the new facility that did equate to the larger footprint. I mean, obviously we're in 4,000 square foot currently, and the new build is coming in at 9,000. So a lot of that space isn't us warehousing more animals. It's due to the state requirement housing for animal square footage change. So the amount of square footage single animal needs to live in has doubled. So even without increasing our capacity for housing more animals, it doubled, even if we kept our capacity the same. So this does allow us to house more animals, but only by about 6 dogs and about 25 cats. Mm. So, which we feel is appropriate as well. I mean, we don't, operationally speaking, we need to be able to operate the facility. So we don't want to house 500 dogs, 600 cats by any means. So
our goal is to have them come in, but come out as just as fast into the forever homes as quickly as possible. Yeah.
And
no animal loss.
On our board frame.
No, no animal wants to stay in the shelter, and we don't want them to stay there either.
Yeah.
They've got good homes to go to.
Yeah. That's good. So we'll definitely keep you updated on our progress and how things are going. And thank you again for helping us get the land. So
all right. Wonderful.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Have you thought about solar power?
Yes, absolutely.
That's considered your planning?
Yes. Green, yeah, we're going to be as green as we can be with what seems to make the most sense. Sounds like, I mean, solar is definitely something we're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of options out there that we still have to explore some of mm-hmm. those details. But we have wrapped up the first phase of our architecture and engineering. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Did you look at geothermal also?
It's on the list, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely on the list. And that's the balance of figuring out.
Yeah.
Do you do it all? Do you do one?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
One, two, or three phases.
Right.
And mm-hmm. fundraising and still balancing perception as well.
Yeah.
We want the best for our the people that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working very hard to raise money. And we're very excited and very proud.
Mm-hmm.
of what we have there.
Yeah.
Very good. Any more questions? This is very exciting. Thank you.
Have a
good day. Yes. Okay. I think that's it for our work here tonight. We do a quick once around. Is there anything else we need to do?
Well, there are some decisions and some questions I need answered by you guys.
So we need to make, okay.
I guess the big one is, are we okay with the levy the way we have it? If you look at. You go to the PowerPoint, it's like a something. I just wanna make sure that we're okay with the way we have that structure.
What does it say at the top of that page?
Well, it says historical tax levy rates, and it'd be a far right column.
So, can you explain this for we have a couple council members that have actually gone through this?
The general is normal in the past, there's only been 810. But this year, due to that consolidated general fund levy that the legislators passed, we had to look at our valuation and compare this year compared to last year. And there was this big formula we had to calculate. And based on that, we came in at 8.12621 instead of 8.1. In the past, we have also had the 810 plus the 0.27 of the emergency levy. We cannot claim both of those anymore. They're all in that consolidated general fund levy. So instead of the 8.37 that we normally do, we get the 8.12621. General insurance, that's for our general insurance expenses for general fund and road use. So anything, any insurance costs, we can levy for a portion of those. So we levy for what we need. Employee benefits, we also can levy for benefits that we have for the city, again, for general fund and road use. So we calculate what we need, and then we can levy for those, and that's the levy amount. We calculate the dollar amount, and then it tells us what, based on our valuations, what the levy amount is. Okay. And then debt service, that is, again, what we need, what we're levying, because we pay for debt in various ways, but we also, we do levy for some of our debt, and based on what we're levying, that is the levy amount that we need to levy for. So the total is that 16.14231, and that is exactly the same as it was last year. Okay. Question? Makes sense? Okay. I did want to review something with you guys. I know when we met the last time, the sewer fund was a big question. So I went back through and actually looked at stuff again. And somehow when I was calculating the 5%, it was supposed to be $2,350,000, and actually I've had $2,250,000 on there. And then based on the money that we're putting in there from ARPA. So if you go to like the second to the last PowerPoint page, the updated numbers, I can go through and give you the updated numbers, but our revenue did go up to $2,753,867. And then based on how we did a couple other calculations, the expenditures did go up just a little bit to $2,691,320. So now we don't have a deficit anymore. We are positive $62,547. And our projected fund balance as the end of 2025 is $763,378. The revenue is $2,753,867. And then the projected fund balance as of June 30th, 2025 will be $763,378.
That's for 25.
Yeah.
Okay. And once again, how did this change?
Because we are putting money into the sewer fund from the ARPA money that you guys approved last meeting, that 163. And then the revenue, I just went back and rechecked everything, and it was supposed to be $2,350,000, and it was actually $2,250,000. So that's about $100,000 difference.
Okay.
Okay. I guess, is there any other, I guess one thing I wanted to kind of go over just a little bit with you is we've been trying to figure out how to, get a second person at the cemetery, because our cemetery sexton is going to get burned out and we don't want that to happen. So Kelsey came up with a wonderful idea. As we were trying to figure out different ways to make this work. So we are planning to use GIS at the cemetery to keep track of all the plots and everything. And so we could take part of the salary out of road use for that. So we do, as the budget sits now with the updated fund balances that you have in front of you, we do have a second person budgeted for the cemetery, and we then decreased the amount needed for part-time salaries. So I think that will be a good fit.
And that's a full-time
or
a
I'm sorry?
It's a full-time position or
yes.
part-time?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
So you wouldn't have some of the summertime mowers. It would take the place of a...
Well, yeah, we would still need some, but we would decrease the amount and the number that we needed. Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Is that a transfer or somebody that we're going to hire outside?
Yes, we will hire an outside person.
Okay.
Unless there's somebody in
side
that would like to take that over, but.
Yeah, okay.
So we're taking some money from the road use fund?
Just 25% of the salary. The rest of it will come out of the general fund.
Okay.
And then with lowering the part-time salaries, it worked out to basically it was a wash.
Okay.
I guess the only other question is, are we okay with all the capital equipment that we have budgeted for? I mean, it's all in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
It works. I mean, before we buy anything, we will have to get quotes and come back to council anyway.
Mm-hmm. Where? Here's the cap. Do we have that at one page, the capital equipment?
Yep, it's in the PowerPoint slides.
Capital, yeah, I see it. Okay.
The chart out of the.
Mm-hmm.
About halfway through.
Mm-hmm. So even with these requests on this page, we still are projected to have the fund balance of 819,000.
Right.
I mean, I compared that to what we had as a fund balance just 2 or 3 years ago. That was up $12,000, if I'm right. Would that be right, Kelsey?
Yeah, it's really for us to transfer that.
Excess balance in general funds. Right, I mean,
quite a bit last year, but 300 and something last year.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, they need this equipment to do a good job, and to me it seems.
And just to clarify, I know Jason mentioned last time there was he was asking about a UTV, but I don't see that on here. Is that part of this list?
Yes, so that is in the budget as well.
Okay, but it's not one of them listed on
there. It will come out of just the sewer fund.
Just okay.
Right.
But and okay, so I was questioning the need for truck for development services. I still question the need for a truck and a $45,000 truck. I don't know. They haven't had a truck except for the one that Keith drives.
Mm-hmm.
I just still question a truck and why $44,000 for a truck. A car, a van, a small van.
I think a truck makes sense for what they do. And then the four-wheel drive. And I've talked to Keith, and a few times he's had to use his own personal truck to haul stuff in the back.
I see that, but for as much as a truck is needed, do we need a truck? What about a van, a basic van?
I think you're still going to be spending.
Yeah, I know Keith said they've had to pick up mattresses before and garbage, and back of a truck would be
better. But don't we use?
The other truck has a topper, the one he has.
I understand that, but don't we have money set aside for when we abate a property for hauling mattresses?
Yeah, I mean, but we do.
I guess the question that I need is, yeah. The fear I have is he's mentioned there to put it on a 10-year appointment. So I don't want to get into a deal where 10 years from now, well, I got the 2024 Ram that's got every single check engine light on. It's got issues, right? I mean, this is, sounds like this is the problem we're running into with a 2012 Chevy Tahoe that someone needed. Now, I'm not saying we need to replace vehicles every 2 years, but you got to get on a plan, obviously, with vehicles that makes the most sense, right? Do we have the opportunity to move across another department where it works for them, the miles aren't too bad, the vehicle's been well maintained, yada, yada. So for me personally, I don't like a 10-year plan on a vehicle. I think that's wrong. I'm not opposed on a truck, but are we trying to solve for multiple people here or just one? Because it sounds like code enforcement maybe needs something as well as what Keith's discussing. No, is that the...
Is this...
So,
okay. I'm searching for, did we have a written report from them?
It was laying on your desk.
Oh.
Right there.
I didn't...
Right in front of you. So we definitely need to get rid of the Tahoe. I mean,
I'm in agreement there.
The Tahoe needs to go.
Yeah, I'm with
it. Was probably taking it over. But it has had numerous issues. And
if I read this right, get rid of Tahoe, move the Explorer to
for code enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And the new vehicle would go to the building official.
Well,
so if we go, okay, so on A13 in the appendix.
I mean, look around, but I don't know.
We'd be buying new.
Okay, so we have.
Yeah.
This is where all the, that. If you look under A13 in the appendix, that lists it all out.
I'm sorry, where are we talking about?
A13 in the appendix. Yeah. So it lists the dump trucks and the UTVs and most services. Okay, then it lists where the funds that they're all coming out of.
Mm-hmm. Services. So. It's in the budget, but this is a memo we just got today, right?
Yeah, it's in the budget.
Yeah, okay.
All of the capital equipment is in the budget. So the UTV, I question, is that is that a want or a true need? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'd love to have a UTV too, but I have to think about our tax money. So is that a want or a need? Because is a truck an absolute need? Is a UTV an absolute need or just a want? So that's where I'm questioning. It's not that I'm against, but those are the two things that pop up as a want or a need to me. We know we need the zero turn mower. We know we need that. We know we need a mini.
Dump truck.
So.
The only thing that came to me on the UTV side was what hit home that Jason brought up is we've got a
golf cart. They with it?
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what they use it for, right? I'm not questioning that. That's for that department. If they can show, I guess, a need, okay. But for me is that more critical than when I hear about there's $110,000 issue that we have with effluent channels going out of there we've got epoxy sloughing off right now that potentially could break off and go into one of our pumps. That, by the way, one of those pumps alone could cost as much as the UTV.
Mm-hmm.
So do I want to go toward the UTV right now? Probably not. I really would like to look at what do we need to do to take care of an effluent channel so we don't wait another year and all of a sudden, instead of 110,000, it's 140 or 150.
Right.
That's my only argument. If there wasn't, if we didn't have that other challenge there, I'd probably say, okay, show me the reasoning behind it and let's talk about it. And I think we need to look forward at that other issue there.
Yep. Priorities.
And based on where our fund balance is sitting at the end of the fiscal year, I would like to transfer $50,000 into our sewer capital project fund to set money aside for that project.
Yes, correct.
So it's not like we're having to fund it all in the 1 year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that would be my thoughts around that. In terms of what Keith has sent here, when we look at, look, I think it's clear. I guess there's a vehicle need. We need to stop dumping money or any other risk into this Tahoe. Let's cut ties there. Move this mm-hmm. vehicle we have in code enforcement, so long as it's reputable, I guess, or is usable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we challenge here? Is it really worth 44.5? Do we need a topper? Do we need other things? I guess we look at whatever the quotes are on things. I just bought a 3-year-old truck. And I know what it costs, you know, so we could sit here and talk about used. I mean, mm-hmm. none of the stuff's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And what I don't want to do is see us say, well, we're going to squeeze 10,000 out, go buy a used vehicle that we sit here and have to have additional maintenance on.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not in agreement with saying 10 years. That just does not sound like a smart plan for us. 10 years on a vehicle.
Now, short trips too. It's not like it's right. road use. It's just.
And I'm sure that's why he's saying 10 years, but that doesn't gain us any value. No,
that
right?
doesn't do a truck any good with new short trips.
Yeah, because even if you buy like a 2-year-old pickup or 3, you're going to have 40, 60,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And I don't think they even have that on this truck right now. I think it's got like under 30 or something.
Yeah.
On the newer truck.
Mm-hmm. So if you do that and go on like, let's say a 3 or 5 year plan. On a nice vehicle to use for this with low miles, if you ever want to upgrade, we keep it to where it's maintainable.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the value out of it by trade-in versus waiting 10 years mm-hmm. or something like
that. Yeah.
That's my.
No, I agree with the 10 years. That doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah.
Too long. Yeah.
So I would say we need to deliver shorten this up to, we're not going to look at a 10-year plan. It's more like, hey, let's talk about something every 3 to 5 or whatever.
But you're in favor of the truck?
Look, I can't sit here and say what they are or are not doing with it. That's mm-hmm. the request, and they clearly need mm-hmm. something. It sounds like a truck makes the most sense. So
mm-hmm.
get us specifics on yeah. it and what yeah. all it's got. And
I would say look around very carefully and see what's out there. And
mm-hmm.
come back with the best choice okay. you can find.
Which I'm okay with that. I'm just being the devil's advocate on
yep.
this.
No, mm-hmm. I get it.
Okay, you want to skip the UTV and put some money towards the effluent, which makes sense. The effluent can be very bad.
When I heard that, I think it just.
Okay. I would agree.
Trouble when it happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the reason for the UTV? Do you guys remember?
Well, they're using it off, but yeah,
it's it can get to places and get better around that than the golf course.
Golf course.
But they have trucks down there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we can't do it in the future, but probably not the right time given some other things that need to happen.
I would agree. Do we need to put in this in a vote, or is it just?
No,
just
you guys will vote for the budget when we have our public hearing and vote on it at that time. So
okay.
I will make that change and do the transfer out. That's pretty much all I really need to know, unless okay. there's other things.
Do we need to vote on anything that was presented tonight, or give the approval, or?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, is there anything else? Should we do once around? Chief?
Just real quick, you made me cringe with the talk of the check engine lights. We had possession of our brand new patrol unit for about 30 minutes this afternoon.
Oh,
and,
oh no.
And started home and got into the road, and the service engine soon. No. Lights came on the dash. So it is still at the dealership.
Under warranty.
Under, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got less than
brand new.
Did you get a lemon?
I got a call yesterday morning that the stripe kit that was sent to them only had a driver side stripe kit, not a passenger side. So well, put it together without the stripe. We put the wording on it and get it here. I hope to have it here by tomorrow afternoon for our Leadership Washington presentation for them to see the brand new. So we're hopeful that they're going to be able to figure that out why they were going those codes. But yeah, so you're going to check engine lights and vehicle lights. I was cringy. And yeah, that 2012 Tahoe development services have, it went away from us and it was at the PD way longer than it should have been before they got it. So yeah, and I would support the pickup with the hope that a set of keys would be available for us in the evening when we're picking up bicycles or things like that. So we can hop in the maintenance construction vehicles that are dirty and get stuff to go grab bicycles.
Actually, that
so that
makes it
we would have multi-use.
Multi-use. That is absolutely what needs to be done.
Right. Yeah. More keys. Mm-hmm. We have to.
That's right.
You know, utilize things and share.
Good idea.
So that. We would definitely support that. Leadership Washington tomorrow. Here there'll be during the fire station, City Hall, and the PD, hopefully with the new car to show them that. Dex had his surgery today, was successful. Not what we had planned on. Dex ended up losing the fractured tooth. Could not repair that, so we've gone a different rate with that. He'll be on a soft food diet for a couple of weeks, but the prognosis is good. He'll go back in a few weeks for a follow-up and get the sutures and things removed, but everything's looking good on that end, and he'll still be able to be worked. So we'll monitor that. And
where did he go for his surgery?
Norwalk. I can't think of the name of the place, but there's only, what did Eric tell me? There's very few in the nation that do that type of dental work on dogs. Mm-hmm. And it was either there or in a place in Wisconsin.
Oh.
At Iowa State, they had a team up waiting.
Madison.
Waiting list for, yeah, Madison.
Yep.
The place in Madison did this. So,
yep.
So we were fortunate to get that there. So Dex is on the mend. You probably saw some media releases this week. On a runaway, the team did a great job on putting that together, and we had a lot of outside resources from the university police department and some of their technology, and Iowa City PD and their technology helped us locate the vehicle real quickly in Nebraska based on some of their technology uses. So it was it fell together real quick and moved real quick and very fluid for a while on Thursday, but
well then. Person be transferred back
to eventually there he's facing charges in Nebraska, so he will answer those first and then be extradited back here. That's all I have.
Wow. Okay. Kelsey.
I've heard from a few of you about the annual or employee appreciation lunch. So if you have a chance, please let me know. That's the 22nd at noon.
Okay. Great. Amanda, do you have anything?
Just the Greater Washington Annual Dinner.
Okay.
When do you need to know? You have a cutoff. When do you need to know why?
Probably the sooner the better, so we can reserve a table.
They charge more. Okay. Way too little.
Oh,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And my husband and I will be coming, but I think I get two free tickets because I volunteer for the chamber. So I'll sit at the city table, but you don't have to register me.
I don't know which one is
okay. I don't have it right now.
All right, Elaine.
I do not have anything.
Okay.
Nothing, just getting finished packing, leaving tomorrow on vacation.
When do you come back?
I'll come back next Wednesday.
Okay.
But just a week. So I'll be gone for the next meeting.
I'll be going somewhere warmer.
Puerto Vallarta. So.
Oh, nice.
Go whale watching.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
I will be attending the annual lunch. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. This is the meeting for, this is the week for meetings. I have a chamber board meeting tomorrow, Leadership Washington tomorrow, County 911 Communications Board. Also, if you're looking for entertainment this weekend, the Wartburg College Choir is performing at the Performing Arts Center. And they're a great group and an 80-voice choir. You don't get to hear too many choirs like that. So the concert's at 3:30.
Could you update us on Great Places?
Great Places, we've had a meeting recently. We had a survey we went over. The Great Places state committee is being restructured, and it's one of those that's is going to be, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's going to be eliminated, if the program is being eliminated. We've talked with the person in charge
of
it.
That's what I keep hearing, that it's being eliminated.
Yeah. So
it's been dissolved.
Well, then, if the board's dissolved.
He said it wasn't dissolved, but they don't have any power.
Right.
So, I mean, that's kind of the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of disappointing because we spent a lot of time applying for that. So I'm going to bring it first to the Hotel Motel Committee for some discussion, because our application to that kind of came out of the Hotel Motel Committee, and we kind of report to them as well as to the City Council. So I don't know if we want to keep our committee together and kind of make it a think tank for projects, things for the city, but we still are a great place. They can't take that away from us. So that's kind of them. What I know about that.
So. I will be attending both events. let's see. Met with Bud Stein today, which I think some of the others are going to meet with. It was interesting hearing what he had to say, and we may be able to, in the future, work something out.
Yeah, I'm meeting with him tomorrow.
Be interesting to see how that works out. Otherwise, I've done all I got.
Okay. Yeah.
I have nothing.
Okay. Brian?
I know we didn't get to watch the 6 o'clock news, but one of our students from our local school, who's a Cub Scout, Jason Guy, did a really nice story on raising money for DEX.
I was just telling Kelsey I need to interrupt here.
He was on the news tonight at 6. I'm sure he's going to reach out at 10. But I think he's still collecting money, so.
Okay.
Good. Over $600.
Yeah. Nice. He's a fourth grader. He's a phenomenal kid. It's just a really good story. It shows what Washington is. You got a kid that doesn't have a dad. I don't know if anybody remembers Nathan Guy. Guy's boy.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Great little kid. And he just put his heart into this. Went around knocking on doors, asking for money. Most kids won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. He did it for that. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So is there something on Facebook or?
I think if you go to the Lincoln website, school website, some of it's on there.
Okay.
City Guy's Facebook page has something on too.
His mom.
Yeah, we'll share the news.
And I'm pretty sure the chief will get on that and see it. And it's pretty cool.
5:30. So.
Anytime you do something positive like that that gets put out there, we need to relish that and pass it on to everybody else. You know, talk about Wedge and everybody else, you know, tourism and What better place to come to who's got a kid like that?
Mm-hmm.
So on that nice note, I would like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Yeah, thank you, everybody.
No,
so what was his name again?
Dawson.
Recent guy.
Dawson.
Dawson. Dawson.
Dawson.
Dawson guy.
That's
I call him Jason.
Upgraded a little bit. Pull a new one off.
All right.
It's on again tonight.
Amanda, I will get the chamber for the chamber dinner.
I thought someday I would. No, probably not. Colorado.
Those are nice for truck.
I hear they are. And I've got the things like that again.
Yeah, go ahead and add my husband.
Yeah, okay. That is an all the kids. Probably my.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anybody know that? I would like to have to.
So I don't even know. It's like a scheme doing out there anymore, but I know you can find accessories out there. I would have to think cappers or anyone else you could do.
Maybe I should go back. Yeah,
but it's.
Yeah,
they're not any. I know.
Oh, no.
But, yeah.